Two lawsuits filed against the state of Arizona claim that new laws adopted by Republican legislators as part of the state budget are unconstitutional and unenforceable. But it's not the substance of the laws that are at issue. It's the way Republicans approve them. KJZZ's Ben Giles reports.
Days before a June 30th deadline for legislators to pass a state budget, Republican Representative Joseph Chaplick told conservative radio host Garrett Lewis he'd refuse to vote for a spending plan if it didn't include a ban on mask mandates in schools.
I said, I'm not signing on to the education budget if we don't have a control of the mask. And when I say control, the parents should have control. The children and the parents should have control, not the school boards, not the school districts.
It's called horse trading. Lawmakers leveraging their votes for the budget to get something in return.
It's a game that a lot of people play, but a lot of people play it, Garrett, in terms of asking for appropriations, like, oh, I need this for my district, I need millions of dollars for this project, or whatever a lobbyist is pushing, and I'm not playing that game.
Instead of leveraging his vote to, say, pay for new roads, Chaplick wanted a new regulation. That's where attorney Rupali Desai says Republican lawmakers got it wrong. Last week, she filed a lawsuit on behalf of a coalition of education and civic groups, arguing that a handful of policies added to the budget violated rules in the Arizona Constitution that limit the scope of individual bills. Desai says the one thing those policies have in common is they have nothing to do with the budget. That includes rules for conducting elections, regulations for what teachers can and can't talk about in their classrooms, and the ban on local school leaders requiring students and staff to wear masks.
There's not any budget provision relating to a prohibition on COVID-19 mitigation policies. It's simply a substantive policy that was put in here because, and as we cited in the complaint, certain legislators insisted that it be in there if somebody wanted them to vote on the budget.
Here's how the Arizona budget works. There's usually about a dozen budget bills. One is known as the appropriation bill, or the feed bill. Then there are budget reconciliation bills, BURBs for short. Desai says they're like an instruction manual. The feed bill tells you how much money there is to spend, and the BURBs tell state and local agencies how to spend it.
You should be able to, if done correctly, line up the provision in the appropriations bill that then requires or results in a provision being put into a BURB.
When there's nothing connecting a policy to the state budget, Desai says that's a violation of the Arizona Constitution, which has a rule that a bill can only tackle one thing or one single subject at a time. In this case, the subject is how to spend taxpayer dollars. The city of Phoenix filed a separate lawsuit making the same argument earlier this week. City attorneys say a policy designed to neuter civilian oversight of the Phoenix Police Department is unconstitutional because it shouldn't have been included in the budget. At a panel hosted by the Greater Phoenix Chamber of Commerce, Republican Senate President Karen Fann blamed the party's dwindling numbers at the Capitol. The Republican majority this year was so slim that to pass a budget on party lines, all 31 Republicans in the House and all 16 in the Senate had to vote for it.
Everyone knew that they were either number 16 or number 31, which created a challenge. And we ended up having to put policy in the budget that not necessarily everybody was on board with, but to get that budget moving, that's what we had to do.
Beth Lewis, a teacher and parent who's been active at the Capitol for 4 years, said lawmakers must do better.
That's definitely politics, but with the single subject rule with budget bills, we should really be talking about appropriations. And I think this is what the courts are going to decide, right? Is it unconstitutional to push in all of this other legislation when lawmakers are supposed to be talking about how to fund our state budget?
Desai said the abuse of the budget process this year was unprecedented, and a court order could serve as a course correction.
Lawsuits are brought to put folks back on the right track. Like, this is what our founding fathers required and sort of envisioned for the process, the legislative process. It's in our Constitution. We've gone astray from that process. We need the courts to set those boundaries.
Desai asked the court to stop the mask mandate ban and other new laws from taking effect as scheduled on September 29th. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.